are escaping a land of smoke and mirrors, obfuscation, and confusion, and into a space of liberty-inducing veracity and reason. In this new land, divergence from the secularist status quo is the zenith of human existence. Welcome to Absolute Truth, Absolutely. Transmission begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to a new edition, a new episode of the Absolute Truth, Absolutely podcast. This is your repository for truth. And the intention here on our show is to disseminate liberty-inducing veracity. Jesus tells us that if we stay his disciples, if we stay true to his word, that the very same will make us free.
Amen.
And we have the intention to do that by disseminating the truth in this world full of uncertainty. This podcast is powered by LWYM Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. For more information about this particular youth ministry, visit our website, lwym.org. My name is Gio, youth pastor of said ministry, and joining me today is
Sarai.
She's my wife. And to begin this edition, we've mentioned before that it is absolutely necessary to question all things, hold fast to that which is good, and discard every form, every species, every type of evil, the Bible tells us.
Right.
The Bible also tells us to test the spirits. Now, some people might confuse that and say, I'm going to go out and buy a Ouija board now. That's not what it means.
God forbid there's a Christian one.
God forbids there's a Christian. Probably. We have to find out there might be a Christian Ouija board out there because everything seems to be Christianized today.
Exactly.
From pole dancing to yoga. Okay. But one needs to stay true. And that's actually pretty funny. If it weren't that sad. One needs to stay true to the text. And at this point, some people might say that's an overused platitude. I'm tired of listening to you say that, Gio and Sarai. All you say is stay true to the text. Rock! Stay true to the text. Rock! Guess what? If there were something better, we would say so. But that's the ultimate Christian experience. Staying true to the text. Besides, why would you want to discard something that shows you how to be faithful, consistent, constant? Notice how our generation tends to underestimate these things and not properly appreciate them.
Right.
But they discard them as they do with all spiritual things that can be for their benefit. All they're looking for is hedonistic pleasures, physical pleasures, and they think that is the zenith of human experience.
But remember, they have to stay true to the text.
They do. They must. Well, why do we say this? Unfortunately, it's so curious to me. It's so ironic, paradoxical. We live in the age of information. Literally at our fingertips, right?
Yeah.
The internet. It's just a click away. If you need to find out anything about anything, type it into your favorite search engine. My preference is DuckDuckGo because they don't track your search results, by the way. Little tidbit for those of you that maybe use Google a lot.
Exactly.
They are watching you. They are Big Brother. As conspiracy theorist as that sounds. The curious case is, we live in the day and age of information, readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I don't think ever before in mankind's history have we seen so much ignorance.
Incredible.
That is so paradoxical.
Or people that don't have a laptop. How do you not have a laptop in this day and age that we're living in?
Even then, even if they can't afford a laptop, all smartphones are small computers. They're portable computers. So people should be able to inform themselves at least with some modicum of, with just a small amount of research, a modicum amount of research. And yet we find that all the opposite is true. Persons that couldn't afford Bibles because they were very expensive hundreds of years ago, they were much more informed, much more educated.
Correct.
And the Bible wasn't as widespread as it is now in our ubiquitous, in the age of ubiquity of omnipresence, if you will. Now, why do I say that? Because you would think that these persons in this day and age of information, they would have had so much free access to the Bible that they would have read somewhere. Stay true to the text. Beware of the wolves in sheep's clothing. There are many that would come in my name saying they are the Christ and deceive many. That's the term that Jesus uses. Many. They will deceive many. Okay? Why do I mention this? Well, because there's a bestseller about a journey to heaven that was recently pulled from the store shelves. And do you know why? Well, a best-selling account of a six-year-old boy's journey to heaven and back has been pulled after the boy retracted his story. Spokesman Todd Starowitz of Tyndale House, a leading Christian publisher, confirmed Friday that Alex Malarkey's, I don't know, maybe the last name should have been evidence that people shouldn't have purchased the book. That's a bunch of malarkey. The boy who came back from heaven, a remarkable account of miracles, angels, and life beyond this world, was being withdrawn. Earlier this week, Malarkey acknowledged in an open letter that he was lying, saying that he had been seeking attention. Well, he got it. He also regretted that, quote, people had profited from lies, including himself, might I add, and his family. I did not die. I did not go to heaven, he wrote. When I made the claims that I did, I had never read the Bible. People have profited from lies and continue to. They should read the Bible, which is enough. Why undertake this in the first place then?
Exactly.
He wanted recognition, but now he's angry. Do you know why? You know what my suspicion in all of this is? Maybe he wasn't getting enough of a cut, and maybe that compelled him to speak the truth.
His mother goes on, you know, we'll read this later, but she goes on to say that her son, they haven't made any financial statements. They've made their financial statements public, but they haven't received any monies from the book.
Oh, come on.
And they can prove it. Here's my thing. I'm pretty sure the motive behind it in the beginning was, like you said, a paycheck.
He said it himself. Let me read it again. He said that he had been seeking attention.
So how do you go now? I understand that they came out and they're clearing the air. But you know, I'm not saying it's a little too late, but people have already purchased the book, have already bought into your lie. And now you got to go back and retract that. And he goes to admit, he goes on to say that people have profited from my lies.
But here's the thing. I wonder why now? You see, now some people say, but he was truthful. Why should I believe him now if he was lying to us all this time? There's no track record there of honesty. And also, shame on the Christians who were buying this book and said, this is wonderful. This is absolutely wonderful. Well, Gio, he was giving us an insight of heaven. No, he wasn't.
If you want an insight of heaven, all you have to do is read the Bible.
Read the Bible. For example, let's talk about Colton Burpo, the famous Heaven is for Real.
Mm-hmm.
They even made a movie about it. In it, you have unicorns. Unicorns in heaven. Now you might have those that might remonstrate and say, Gio, are you calling Colton Burpo a liar? Well, yes. Gio, that's a horrendous accusation to make. My authority is the text. And if it's not in the text, I'm not going to believe it. And if it deviates from the text, I have reason to suspect.
Of course, and discard it. Yes.
And discard it. That's what the Bible tells me to do.
By all means.
And then Colton Burpo should be, and his family should be much more open about it, stating, search the Bible to see if the visions that I had of heaven are true or not. I still haven't heard Colton Burpo or his entire family state that. They are simply taking his narrative at face value.
Of course.
Okay. So let's continue reading this because this is important. The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven was first published in 2010. And told of a 2004 auto accident which left Malarkey in a coma. According to the book, co-written by Alex's father, Kevin Malarkey, he had visions of angels and of meeting Jesus. In 2014, Tyndale reissued The Boy, which on the cover includes a billing, A True Story. The facts of The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven had long been disputed in the Christian community, which has challenged reports of divine visions in Malarkey's book and other bestsellers such as Todd Burpo's Heaven is for Real. Last June, the Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution declaring, quote, the sufficiency of biblical revelation over subjective experiential explanations to guide one's understanding of the truth about heaven and hell. End quote. One of the leading critics has been Malarkey's mother, Beth. In April 2014, she wrote a blog posting saying that the book's success has been, quote, both puzzling and painful to watch, end quote, and that she believed Alex had been exploited. Again, I wonder if it's that they didn't get enough of the financial pie.
Right, from what they were expecting.
Exactly. Now, maybe they signed for X amount beforehand because Tyndale Publishers said, this is what we're going to give you. And when they saw the book sales rising and all that money that the publishing house was making, they said, ho-ho, why didn't we think of that before we signed on the dotted line? Quote, I could talk about how much it has hurt my son tremendously and even make financial statements public that would prove that he has not received monies from the book, nor have a majority of his needs been funded by it. Here, let's read that statement again. I could talk about how much it has hurt my son tremendously and even make financial statements public that would prove that he has not received monies, maybe because he's underage. And the reason that you don't give money to an underage person is because they can't have a bank account that's open. So therefore, you give the money to the parents.
Of course.
Of that child. Do you see? Look how devious this is. From the book, or nor have a majority of his needs been funded by it, she wrote. What I have walked through with Alex over the past 9 years has nearly broken me personally and spiritually. I have wept so deeply for what I have watched my children go through. Come on, really sentimentalist appeal. First, you admit to us that you're lying to us, that you're deceivers. And now you want me to have sympathy for you. This is what this generation does. Oops, sorry. Like Britney Spears, oops, I did it again. But please don't hold my feet to the fire. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You're supposed to forgive me. Hey, Jesus says you're supposed to forgive me. I demand you to do so. No, it is in the power of those who have been transgressed against to forgive.
Of course. And they should have thought about this prior to approaching Tyndale, whether it was them approaching the family or the family approaching the publishing house. Still, it was a lie that was published, made X amount of dollars out of it. And a lot of people bought into this lie.
Because, like I said at the beginning of the program, people are biblically illiterate. It is amazing to me that in the age of information, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many websites that freely make the biblical text available. If you simply log on to their website and ask for a specific version, any translation of the Bible, and you pop in, you type in your verse that you're a particular passage that you're looking for, a chapter in the Bible, the entire Bible is at your disposal. But yet we have a generation of Christians who is illiterate, who are biblically illiterate. How is this possible?
And yet, it's funny to bring what I'm going to bring to the topic, but when you go, especially in the weekends, and you come across a Jehovah's Witness, they know their material. If you encounter a Muslim, they know their material.
Absolutely.
They're not going to stumble about what they believe or second guess. These people know what they believe. And again, like you were saying, we live in a day and age where we have everything to our fingertips.
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse why you shouldn't read your word. I mean, heck, there's applications that you can get for your tablet, for your phone, that you can have it accessible to you at any time of day.
Look,
to
even
read.
If you have a tablet, you can buy an electronic Bible, an ebook Bible for what? $1? $2?
Of course.
Because I hear people constantly say, which I think is a ridiculous cockamamie excuse, where they say, Bibles are too expensive. So you spend $600 on an iPhone, and yet you can't spend $40, $50, $60 on the book that gives you life?
Exactly. And plus, if you're going to allude to Scripture, to the Holy Bible, and if you're going to say, that is my foundation that I'm going to stand on, and you cannot back it up. You can't back it up when someone asks you a question about your faith at work or at school, then you need to go back and you need to study your word. The very thing that we as Christians hold on to, you need to study and spend time in it.
Some people might ask, Gio, you should be remonstrating against these two people. I have, but we're also pointing out the deficiencies in the Christian community. If people were to be aware about what the Bible says, they would have never purchased this book in the first place.
And I'm pretty sure this was a book that was pushed through family Christian stores, which is huge.
And this family wouldn't have had it in their mind, the schemers that they are, to say, let's produce a book about going to heaven, because obviously they're selling a lot. That was the intention.
They knew that it was a money marking, a money making idea.
Absolutely. That's what this was all about, because as one of the famous founders of Ringling Brothers said, it's an idiot on every street corner. Yeah. I know that sounds ridiculous, but guess what? This is a call for people to wake up out of their ignorance. You have the text sitting right in front of you. Just read it. Read it. Become familiar with it. How can you call yourself a Christian and not be, at least in the very minimum, familiar with the text that you say that you espouse and that is the guiding light for your life? It makes absolutely no sense to me. So shame on this family for doing this, and now they're looking for sympathy in order to not have to face public criticism on one end, and also shame on the Christians who purchased this book and said, this is wonderful, this is biblical. And then thirdly, I'd like to point out, this is the reason why we have so many other persons who are held in high esteem, like the Rick Warrens of life, the Joel Osteens of life, and the persons that participate in the Christian music industry, that they pontificate from their pulpits, from their stages. And yet, when one examines what their beliefs are, what they advocate for, what they espouse, they're completely anti-biblical views.
Exactly.
And when you further examine why they believe what they believe, they're biblically illiterate.
Yes.
Most of these people don't know anything about the Bible. But guess what? Christians are the ones who are providing patronage, and therefore they continue to feel empowered.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Christians nowadays who are suffering from a lot of apathy. They don't feel like doing anything. And if that consists of opening my Bible and taking the dust out of it and opening it up and reading a chapter a day, God forbid.
But that's the thing. And I've stated before, this is not a religious exercise. Let us clarify that. It's not even about the chapter a day. It's about reading what's there and taking it to your heart.
Of course. And when you read it, there's consolation in that. Absolutely. There's life in those words.
We see Solomon and Paul say specifically, grow in knowledge.
Mm.
Where do we get that knowledge? In God's divinely inspired word.
That's right.
You find so many believers today looking for that divine inspiration, and then they find it in these types of books. I went to heaven and I saw what I saw. Wait a minute. God spent time, effort, money? What do you mean God spent time, effort, and money, Gio? Yes. Everything is his, by the way.
Mm.
So everything that happens on earth, he's the owner of it. So he expends it. And there was also a lot of bloodshed to get that Bible to us today.
That's right.
To communicate, so that God would communicate to man whom he is and what his characteristics are, so we can get to know him. And yet we find that so many Christians are looking for the experiential, for the sentimental, for anything that is shrouded in emotionalism. They appeal to that. That appeals to them. Why? Because they don't have to think. They don't have to reason.
Mm.
Which, by the way, is, I think, the faculty that God gives us, the principal faculty that God grants us to know him personally. I understand you might have a Damascus type conversion, but those are very few and far in between. Why? Because we have the text in front of us.
Of course.
And the text showcases to us who God is. So why would we need to appeal to all of these experiential, to all of these instances where people have had these experiences to tell us about God when he's already told us through his word?
Yeah. And I would encourage the listeners to put down all these nonsensical book reads. And it's about time to put those away for a long time. Start picking up the word of God and start reading it. Live by it. Hold by it. Walk with it. And digest it. Let it breathe life into you. Let it walk by it. By all means, allude to the scripture. Don't hold to all these other books. Don't hold fast to all these other books and say, no, because this person said, because this pastor said. No, take it back to the word. If what they say doesn't go according to the word of God, cast those other books out and hold on to the word of God.
The mother continues, I have wept so deeply for what I have watched my children go through, been made aware of how ignorant I was of some things, how selfish I was, and how biblically illiterate I was, which allowed me to be deceived. Again, we're putting into pulpits and stages and platforms persons that know absolutely nothing of the Bible. Christians are giving these people their platforms. And also, let me say this. She's absolutely right. But here's the thing. Some people might rebuff, stating, Gio, you still should not rebuke this person. Well, here's the thing. If anyone is truly repentant, they will allow persons to question them. And if they are, there's penance in their heart, and you say to that individual that is truly filled with sorrow for what they did, if you inform them, I don't trust you, you'll forgive me if I don't trust you because you have shown yourself to be untrustworthy, they would say, that's fine. Allow me to prove my trustworthiness. They would not be upset because you have questioned their credibility, which they themselves placed on a balance, if you will.
Yeah, and it allows other people to now examine your walk again to see if you can be trustworthy or not.
Now, let's look at the reaction from the retailer, shall we? From Lifeway and the publisher Tyndale. OneNewsNow.com talked with Lifeway Christian Resources spokesman Marty King about the controversy. Quote, we were just informed this week that he had recanted the story. There had been criticism of the book before, as there is criticism of a lot of products. Good justification there, Marty. But we had not seen that the boy whose testimony it was now says it's not true. So he says Lifeway acted quickly when we found out that the author was recanting the story. We pulled the book. There is indication from a blog that Alex and his mother informed the publisher, Tyndale House, as early as last May. King's response? Quote, she sent a note to a blog and it was an open letter, says the Lifeway spokesperson. But she didn't send anything to us. And we have a lot of products and there's controversy over different products. On Thursday evening, Todd Starowitz, public relations director of Tyndale House, told the Washington Post, quote, Tyndale has decided to take the book and related ancillary products out of print, end quote. Another statement from Tyndale followed on Friday, quote, we are saddened to learn that Alex Malarkey, co-author of The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven, is now saying that he made up the story of dying and going to heaven. Given this information, we are taking the book out of print, end quote. But they're not sorry about making all the money that they made on the book.
Of course not. Or even doing some background on this story before publishing it. And it was obvious that to Lifeway, it wasn't a piece where they had to go back and make sure if it was true or not. It was an issue of how much money is this going to bring to us?
Exactly. One more piece of news for today and commentary before we end. We have the few minutes left. Global warming skeptic warns about Common Core inspired science curriculum for those parents or those young listeners that consistently and faithfully tune in to listen. You might be being fed garbage, indoctrination through Common Core, which has been adopted by many states. A skeptic of man-made global warming is speaking out against school curriculum in West Virginia. The curriculum is part of new Common Core-aligned education standards involving science. Mark Morano of Climate Depot says the science standards from Common Core are now emerging, and at least 10 states, including West Virginia, have adopted them to date. And there is a lot of controversy on many different aspects of the way they're presenting science, says Morano. Quote, but in particular on climate change, it's being presented as a done deal with no dissent, no dissent allowed. And this is going to be for kindergarten through 12th grade. Morano testified this week in West Virginia, telling lawmakers it's wrong to tell students there is no debate and dissent is not allowed. Quote, kids are not going to be taught anything resembling scientific balance, end quote. They're not going to be allowed any kind of scientific dissent. They're not even going to be told that there is a scientific dissent. On the Climate Depot website, Morano links to a poll that shows 57% of respondents don't consider global warming a threat. The website also has a story about the 18-year-long pause of the Earth's warming. In the case of West Virginia, says Morano, everyone who tried to amend the education curriculum were told that it wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't be certified under Common Core and warned that they would be the laughingstock of the rest of the country. Yes, mockery is usually employed by persons attempting to deceive others so that they can keep their hold, their control of much of the population. Mm-hmm. Ironically, the president of the West Virginia Board of Education is Gayle C. Manchin, the wife of U.S. Senator Joe Manchin. mansion. How ironic is that? The senator has been one of the biggest advocates for the coal industry, coal being a major contributor to his home state's economy. Individuals and groups that believe man is responsible for global warming point to coal as a major source of the problem. A June 2014 article on the Standards quotes opponents as saying they promote anti-human messages and atheism. Well, those of you that go to public school, you have been forewarned.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't surprise me because Common Core has a little bit of everything. And the fact that they're eliminating the whole reason and scientific method, that doesn't surprise me at all.
That does not surprise me at all. And it doesn't surprise me at all that in this day and age of what is known as education, in truth, it is indoctrination. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change, global warming, I don't know what you want to call it. They continue to change the classification. It is not real. What was it that we said on yesterday's episode? Let me drop some knowledge on you. There goes the concrete blocks of truth on my head. The Earth goes through its cooling and warming periods, a few degrees Fahrenheit, maybe two or three, every 10, 20 years. Sometimes it gets a little warmer. Sometimes it gets a little colder. The Bible tells us that God sustains the universe by the word of his power.
Mm.
And therefore, this is evidence to me that God's hand is still sustaining the universe to this day. So these alarmists, they are looking to control the population. And if you know anything about Darwinism and Malthus and Huxley and all these persons, they advocate for population control.
Of course.
It was an offshoot, an offspring, if you will, of Darwinianism. So don't believe your teachers when they tell you there is such a thing as global warming. Give them that particular statistic and you'll see that they are going to choke on irony.
Yeah, not only that, Common Core, we've known it with our daughter. It only dumbs down the children.
Absolutely.
It doesn't, you know, not only our child, but all the children. So, public school education, let me tell you.
A sigh.
Yeah, you would
of
think
indignation.
That you would be educating and children will be coming out of high school intelligent and ready for college. Yeah, no. Yeah, sorry. They're not.
Well, that's all the time we have left for this edition. We thank you so much for tuning in. We sincerely appreciate your faithful patronage, listenership of this show, Absolute Truth, absolutely. A few things before we sign off. Firstly, remember that we meet every single Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night youth meetings. We are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. For more information about our meetings, visit our website, lwim.org. If they have any questions that they would like to ask you, Sarai, can you please provide your email address?
Sarai, SARAHIDC at lwym.org.
You can send all hate mail to her inbox. All love mail you can send to my inbox, GIO at lwym.org.
And let us know if in your neck of the woods, it's either getting hotter or colder.
Well, in our neck of the woods, it's getting hotter, and not because of global warming. It's because of the amount of hotheads and hot-aired persons, hot air as in their cranial area, in their cranial area. That's what they have in their heads. There's a lot of that going on around. So there might be global warming after all.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
But it's caused by people, but not in the way that these climatologist indoctrinators are stating, but rather it's being caused by so much ignorance and hot air that many persons have in their head that's why global warming is happening. Again, this has been Gio, and for Sarai, we are signing off on this edition, but we will see you again, once again, to disseminate truth in a world full of uncertainty. For Sarai, this has been Gio signing off once again. May the Lord shine his face upon you. Godspeed.
You've just experienced and become privy to information broadcast and powered by LWIM. Choose what to do with the material as you wish, but a fair warning is in order. Consider conserving it with your life if need be, as said information has been known to preserve the lives of its keepers. Join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for more truth in a world full of uncertainty. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. If you have any questions or comments you'd like our hosts to address on our broadcast, write to us at info@lwym.org. Transmission end in 3, 2, 1.